why we can't have.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Well, we got a couple of local stories, but first we're going to start on the other side of the world. In the restricted territory in the small island of North Sentinel Island. It's just off the coast of India. And the thing about this island is visitors are banned from traveling not just to it, but even within 3 miles of the island. Because the population, the tribe that is there, has been isolated from the rest of the world for thousands of years. And the reclusive Sentinelese tribe wants to very much keep it that way. So, when 24-year-old American YouTuber Mikhailo Polyakov, who's from Scottsdale, Arizona, tried to go by, it ruffled some feathers and tribes. Indian police have now arrested that 24-year-old YouTuber. He was arrested, end of March, March 31st, 2 days after he set foot on the island in a bid to meet the people from this tribe. Now, one of the big reasons is to protect the people that are on there. But another reason is to protect the people trying, because the inhabitants very much don't like people. They have used in the past spears, bows, arrows to attack anyone who has landed on their beaches, including the Indian government, missionaries in the past, and it's the biggest case of get off my lawn.
Hey, get off my lawn!
In the seas. So this guy, YouTuber, pulls up there and left an offering of a Diet Coke and a coconut in attempt to make contact with them. He didn't and was spotted and then was seized. He could face 5 years in an Indian prison for this. They say he was drawn there because his passion for adventure and extreme challenges. But they are very, very angry people. Plus, they prefer Diet Pepsi.
Hey, so. Get off my lawn!
Lucky got out of there alive. So is this guy over in Dallas, the Pleasant Grove neighborhood there in sunny South Dallas. Man is in the hospital after his vehicle collapsed into a sinkhole while driving yesterday morning. Happened in the 9 o'clock hour, 1800 block of Riverway Drive. And police showed up after somebody called and reported a pickup truck pulling a trailer stuck in a sinkhole. So this sinkhole opened up while the guy is driving on the road, and it was big enough to take down his truck and the trailer behind it on a city street in Dallas. They aren't saying the condition of the driver, but he did have a friend that did say, yeah, he's banged up, but he's going to be all right. It's not far from the North Prairie Creek and the Lake June area. Drivers are encouraged to avoid the area, you think?
Dum, 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 dum.
Holy, imagine that. Let's stay in Dallas, shall we? It was a bad night. Certainly probably a bad next morning for a couple of Dallas police officers. As a suspect that was being questioned for a shooting allegedly his neighbor, walked out of a Dallas Police Department interview room and went missing for several hours. This happened Sunday night into Monday. They did track down the suspect, 26-year-old Joshua Murillo. Took him a couple of hours, though. Murillo allegedly shot his neighbor around 10 p.m. Sunday night, was arrested pretty quickly thereafter, and then sometime around 2 a.m. while he was being interrogated, the officers left the interview room. And I'm guessing there was nobody behind the mirror, the double-sided mirror. And they left the door unlocked. So Joshua got up, found out it was unlocked, and then just kept walking right out of the precinct. He was found around 4 a.m., back at the scene of the shooting.
Dum, 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 dum.
Okay. Let's go to Houston for a change. And three men were arrested in Houston for an ATM robbery that actually happened over in Tempe last November. This over in Arizona then. And police tracked the three suspects down. Took a while, but they had a big piece of evidence that left breadcrumbs as they left a PlayStation 5 in the rental car that they used. Subsequently, the police plugged in the PlayStation 5, and that led them to finding all the social media accounts that were tied to that unit. They linked three suspects to multiple robberies, adding up to about $280,000. Which you would need that much if you were willing to leave one of those PlayStation 5s back in the back seat of a rental car, because those are expensive. And then finally, let's end over in London. As about to open, 2 years after her passing, Tina Turner, the musical. It's currently getting ready to open there. But early returns have been very, very mixed on their reviews and some criticisms and complaints. Namely, people showing up and disappointed Tina Turner is not part of the show. Tina Turner left us about 2 years ago. Dum, 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 dum.